Welcome all, I'm Parker Butler, and this is the 15th week of the LibertyWingspan.com Politics Podcast. This weekly podcast, I'll talk about some of the top political stories of the week and discuss my thoughts on those stories and more. If anyone would like to share their opinions or suggest a topic, you can email us at LibertyWingspanStaff@gmail.com. So, first this week, Donald Trump has introduced his tax plan to the public, and according to the New York Times, there are really seven important points of what it would do. So firstly, it would reduce the tax bracket from seven brackets to now only three, 10%, 25%, and 35%, which particularly lessens the tax burden on the rich, which is a common theme that you'll see throughout this plan. Secondly, it doubles standard deductions, which essentially simplifies tax return preparations for really everyone, including average Americans. Third, it will lower the capital gains tax. Now, this is really just a gift to Wall Street and is meant to encourage investment. Now, fourth, it will repeal the inheritance tax. Now, this is a controversial tax that taxes inherited income after death. Now, while many say it's a tax only applicable to the very rich, it also burdens small businesses and small farmers. So it's not necessarily a bad thing that this is being repealed. Third, it preserves deductions for mortgages and charity only. Now, this has the added effect of making state and local taxes no longer deductible, which isn't likely an issue for us here in Texas with low taxes, but is a bad thing for places like New York and California with high tax rates. Sixth, it will cut the corporate tax rate. Now, this is one of the biggest things. It's an aggressive tax cut that brings the corporate rate from 35% to only 15%. The Tax Foundation says this will reduce revenues by $2 trillion over 10 years, and it's unlikely that Donald Trump will be cutting government spending enough by $2 trillion, so this obviously is going to increase the tax burden on low and middle-income Americans. Now, Republicans praise reducing corporate taxes, as they say the corporate tax rate is the highest in the industrialized world. However, that's the nominal tax rate. Yes, the corporate tax rate for the U.S. is the highest on paper, but with the amount of loopholes that corporations has, it actually means that the effective tax rate is one of the lowest in the industrialized world, according to the Tax Foundation. And finally, seventh, the tax plan will repeal the alternative minimum tax. Now, this is extremely important because the AMT is a loophole prevention for the very rich. Donald Trump, for example, had to pay $31 million in 2005 that he wouldn't have had to pay if the alternative minimum tax had not existed. If you remember during the election season, people criticized Trump for not paying any federal taxes, but he said he's just using every loophole he can to pay as little as he can like anyone else would. But now that he's president, he is explicitly making the system easier for himself and other rich people to pay less taxes, therefore increasing the tax burden on middle and low classes. But as with anything Trump does, there is immense hypocrisy. Last year on the Today Show, Trump said he wanted to raise taxes on the rich, including himself, but that's the opposite of what his tax rate does. It's hypocrisy and it needs to be called out. And don't believe for a second when someone tells you Trump is just following through on his promises, because he's really not. So next this week, Republicans are trying again with the American Health Care Act and their efforts to repeal Obamacare. This time, they've added enough conservative amendments to the bill to win the support of the conservative House Freedom Caucus that tanked the bill the last time around. Groups that oppose it include the AARP and the American Medical Association. So you've probably heard the many issues with the last bill, including the millions of Americans who would lose coverage if this passed. But now, in the new version of the bill, you have all those disastrous results, and now pre-existing condition coverage is left to the state. So this means that if you have something like a heart condition or cancer, you can be turned down by your health insurer if it existed before you signed up with that insurer, depending on which state you live in. So if this bill passes, red states like Texas would see a large chunk of people being denied coverage for things that they can't help if they have. Democrats are warning that if they go for a vote this week on the bill, they will tank the budget that they're voting on, resulting in a government shutdown. The entire thing, of course, is still developing, but it's up to moderate Republicans in the House to prevent the disaster that this bill would bring to many middle and low-income Americans. If it does pass, it moves on to the Senate, and if it passes the Senate, it will move on to the president to be signed into law. Anyways, that's it for the political podcast this week. Again, if you'd like to send us your opinions or suggest a topic, you can email us at LibertyWingspanStaff@gmail.com. I'm Parker Butler, and thank you for listening.